Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 5th of October, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Data center equipment run by Amazon Web Services and Apple may have been subject to surveillance from the Chinese government by a tiny microchip inserted during the equipment manufacturing process, according to a Bloomberg Businessweek report yesterday. The claims in the report have been strongly disputed by the technology giants. The chips, which Bloomberg said it have been subject to a top-secret US government investigation starting in 2015, were used for gathering intellectual property and trade secrets from American companies and may have been introduced by a Chinese server company called Supermicro that assembled machines used in the data centers. Apple, Amazon Web Services, and Supermicro dispute the report. Apple said it did not find the chips as asserted by Businessweek, which cited anonymous government and corporate sources. Supermicro reportedly denied that it introduced the chips during the manufacturing process. Russian spies have been accused of involvement in a series of cyber plots across the globe, leading the US to level charges against 7 agents. The United States Justice Department said targets included the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog, anti-doping agencies, and the United States Nuclear Company. The allegations are part of an organized pushback against alleged Russia cyber attacks around the world. Russia earlier dismissed these allegations as Western spy mania. Microsoft unveiled a bunch of Surface hardware during a press event in New York City last Wednesday. While matte black Surfaces, headphones with Cortana, and a new Surface Studio were the highlights of the hardware side, Microsoft unveiled an interesting change to its Windows operating system. Windows 10 will soon fully embrace Android to mirror these mobile apps to your PC. The European Parliament has approved new regulations for online streaming services, imposing a quota for homegrown productions on Netflix and company. The guidelines will require at least 30% of content carried on streaming services operating in the European Union originates from the region. On-demand platforms are also being asked to contribute to the development of European films and TV series, either by directly investing in content or by contributing to national subsidies. The level of contribution in each country should be proportional to the on-demand revenues in that country. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.